July 16, 2 Chronicles 14. Asa trusted God. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God, and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God, let no man prevail against thee. 2 Chronicles 14:11. The faith of Asa was put to a severe test when Zerah the Ethiopian, with a host of 1,000 and 300 chariots, invaded his kingdom. In this crisis, Asa did not put his trust in the fenced cities in Judah that he had built, with walls and towers, gates and bars, nor in the mighty men of valor in his carefully trained army. The king's trust was in Jehovah of hosts. Setting his forces in battle array, he sought the help of God. The opposing armies now stood face to face. It was a time of test and trial to those who served the Lord. Had every sin been confessed, had the men of Judah full confidence in God's power to deliver? Such thoughts as these were in the minds of the leaders. From every human viewpoint, the vast host from Egypt would sweep everything before it. But in time of peace, Asa had not been giving himself to amusement and pleasure. He had been preparing for any emergency. He had an army trained for conflict. He had endeavored to lead his people to make their peace with God. And now, although his forces were fewer in number than the enemy, his faith in the one whom he had made his trust did not weaken. Having sought the Lord in the days of prosperity, the king could now rely upon him in the day of adversity. His petition showed that he was not a stranger to God's wonderful power. The prayer of Asa is one that every Christian believer may fittingly offer. In life's conflict, we must meet evil agencies that have arrayed themselves against the right. Our hope is not in man, but in the living God. With full assurance of faith, we may expect that he will unite his omnipotence with the efforts of human instrumentalities for the glory of his name. Clad with the armor of his righteousness, we may gain the victory over every foe.